The growing season is over in all but the warmest parts of the country, but for most farmers, the work goes on. We've been following the Griffoon family of Ankeny, Iowa, through the seasons. They live in a white clapboard house on an 1,100-acre farm that's been in the family since the late 1800s. This year, they've raised a successful crop of corn and soybeans. Craig Griffoon, his wife LaVonne, and their daughter also raise livestock and sell beef, pork, and poultry in local markets. Our story is produced by John Bewin of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.
We direct market meat at the local farmer's market, and then we also sell it right out of our, off of our farm. And we have freezers that we converted the old, this used to be a hog house. And since we don't put hogs in here anymore, we converted it into our meat storage unit where we keep the frozen meat that we sell to people then.
Do you have any more hamburger, Autumn?
Yeah, that's all the...
All the one... Oh, and those are 1.5 pounds? Yeah. We did 9 cattle last year, 6 hogs, about 500 chickens is what I raised, and then probably 35 turkeys. And out of all that, we netted $5,000.
We had a whole cow cut up into hamburger. And I'm sure not seeing a cow's worth of hamburger here.
They used to hear about mom and her egg money, so I guess it's mom and her diversified livestock operation money around here. And I'm taking a lot of credit there because I'm the one that sells it, but Craig actually raises the cattle.
This is one of our lots. This is the style calf. This is that we butcher for our meat business. They're probably about 75% Limousine and about a quarter maybe Angus. They're black because we got a black Limousine bull. These are raised antibiotic free and no hormones added. In other words, we don't do any implanting of growth hormones. They're corn-fed, and it's all-natural type feed. I don't feed any GMOs to them.
In a perfect world, he'd also be raising beef that is grass-fed and not eating corn. And but it'll take a smaller frame calf than what we, the kind that we're breeding right now. So we're going to have to look at some different genetics. And then we're going to have to go through the problem of trying to convince Craig that we can take his expensive corn acres and turn them into grassland. That'll take some convincing, too, but...
I have to get the pencil out for
go
that.
Go through lots of pencils.
I like the livestock a lot better than the crops. I don't know, I guess it's just all the warm, fuzzy little animals. My name is Autumn Ogden. I'm 25 years old, and I'm the oldest of the 4 Griffoon children. I got married about 3 years ago, and about a year ago moved back to our family farm and am just helping out around the farm. I guess I really like the turkeys because they have more of a personality than the chickens do, but we raise them for Thanksgiving, and then usually the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, we take them to a locker and have them butchered. It's hard to get them into the trailer just because they're kind of massive in size. They're a little more wily like that. They really wait, they watch, and they kind of wait for a moment of opportunity, and then they try and escape. After I feed the turkeys, you know, I get attached to them. And then I'll see the checks, and I'll start to add the checks up, and it'll make it better. The price of everything has gone up so much, just the basic cost of living. And it's so hard because you want to, you know, we want to produce food for our neighbors and stuff. But for, like, families that, you know, people my age that have small children and, you know, things are really tight for them anyway, you know, you don't want to just price that meat to where they can't even afford it. But yet, you have to make a profit on the farm, too.
Our story about the Griffoon family comes from John Bewin at the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University. It was recorded by Rob Dillard of Iowa Public Radio.